You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory with this week's rant. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Women in their attempts at becoming better parasites. Yes, I know. Now, I watched a recent Dating Right video where more and more women are openly saying, yes, they're going to start selling box. Now, I've always said this, and I'm going to stand on this hill. I have more respect for a woman that will openly sell instead of the women that try to sell on the back end. If you're an quote unquote honest 304, I can respect that because at least you're not trying to lie about who and what you are, as opposed to the normies that are trying to get you finessed on the back end. No. However, that is only a small part of this video because before I made a video about man haters and talking about how men should choose them as viable relationship partners. No. So you've had a lot of pivots by women as of late. You've had the trad wives. You've had women openly saying now they're going to start selling box. You've had man haters saying that they should be a viable choice. However, the most recent pivot is the one that I'm going to talk about in this rant. That's right, gentlemen, the short man pivot, or as they want to call it, the great shift. No, in my humble opinion, the great shift is nothing more than the great scam. Yeah. These women are putting out videos talking about, the short kings, they work a lot. They do extra. They do more than the tall guys. Now, I am not a short man myself, being 6'4". I'm not really qualified, they would say, to speak on this topic. However, I am qualified to speak on the topic of usury, because that is exactly what these women are setting these short men up for. Nothing more than usury. Now, of course, you have both sides of the coin. You have the short men who are feeling all excited, talking about it's going to be a short king summer. But you had the logical short man who realized and called it out for exactly what it was. No. This is not something that a short man should be getting behind. If anything, we should be offended. Why? Because we're being looked at and chosen as a second option. Yeah. Nothing more, nothing less. But yet you still have women out here on social media who have no problem saying, hey, height matters in a man. Really? They got no problem saying that. But then, as the guy pulls out the scale, the women want to run away. Oh, you can't stay that. Well, a man can't control his height, but you as a woman can control your weight. Oh, that's so misogynistic. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, once again, watched another Danica Marie video, and she broke it down. Yeah, in my humble opinion, these women are trying to pivot because, once again, enough men have walked away from the dating market, from the sexual market, from the relationship market. Now you've got women scrambling. They're grasping at any straw they can. And you can't convince me otherwise. These women, they decided they were going to try to corner the market. And what happened? The buyers left. Oh, we need men to come back and start approaching us again. Oh, I haven't been cracked in so many months. Blah, 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 blah. Once again, ladies, this is the environment that you created. You did this. Men simply adjusted. Oh, we don't want men to approach us. Excuse me. We don't want men that we deem creepy to approach us. Chad and Tyrone, they're fine. But see, they didn't expect Chad and Tyrone to walk away as well once they got fed up with their nonsense and shenanigans. Yeah. And now you've got more women admitting, yes, the man that I want doesn't want me. Funny how that works. But the man who would actually be good for you, oh no, he's boring, he's lame, he's everything but a child of God. But now all of a sudden, now that that man has taken away his non-sexual resources, i.e. attention, yeah, these women are now scrambling. They're trying any type of manipulation tactic to try to get men to come back, except changing themselves. Boy, you gotta love it. They're willing to try anything but the one thing that would actually get them the result that they're looking for. But you know what? It's good that they won't change themselves. Why? Because that gives us content creators endless content. So keep going, ladies. Keep going. As more and more men simply walk away from you and leave you to your own suffering, guess what? Sympathy is not something that you're going to get. Nope, nope, nope. And remember, on those cold nights when you're by yourself, remember your part in the creation of this new environment. We know accountability is like kryptonite, but no matter how much you want to bury the truth, it will always come to light. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think about more women openly putting it out on social media that yes, they're going to start trying to sell box. And the whole great shift, or as I call it, the great scam of women talking about now they want to be with short men. Yeah, right? No. And to all my short brothers out there, yeah, understand this is nothing more than another attempt for the parasite to find a host. And with that being said, hey, ladies, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally, and I mean crystally damn clear. All the social power that you thought you had via your hoo-ha, that has gone out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to still be so in lust with you that we were going to overlook all your shenanigans and nonsense, that's gone out right along with it. Because now, ladies, in the old days, you had to compete with other women. Now, you have to compete with a man's peace. And yeah, that will be a losing battle. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.